The opinions expressed here are those of my own or of my guests and may not reflect those of Bandon Community Radio. Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to KBOG 97.9 FM, broadcasting from Bandon Heights. This is Bandon Community Radio, and it's live. And this is DJ Franny McGuire. The name of this show is The Rockin' Chair. And today, I am going to discuss how five legendary bands got their names. But before I get into that, today happens to be September 13th, and there are a lot of, well, I don't think they're considered national holidays, but they're considered days, such as 9/13 is Positive Thinking Day. It is also Roald Dahl Day. He did James and the Giant Peach, among other things. It is also Defy Superstition Day. Yeah, look out for those black cats, and walking under ladders isn't actually a superstition, but saying bread and butter when you go around poles, things like that. It is also Fortune Cookie Day, so shout out to Asian Gardens here in lovely Bandon, Oregon. Go get yourself a fortune cookie. It is also Grandparents Day. Love my grandparents. God bless their souls. May they rest in peace. It is National Peanut Day. Love peanut butter on everything, almost. It is National Pet Memorial Day. So shout out to past pets of mine, Casey and Miss Emily, Zoe, Abigail. God rest their souls. It is also Positive Thinking Day. And last but not least, Uncle Sam Day. Who knew the calendar date of September 13th on this Sunday represents all those days? So I think that's pretty cool. And you can find facts like that on kbog.org. So I have five legendary bands that I want to disclose how they got their names. And because it's my show, the DJ Franny McGuire, or the Rockin' Chair Show, I got to put them in the order of the bands I like the best. And number one on my list is Fleetwood Mac. Little bit about them. Fleetwood Mac is a British-American rock band formed in London in 1967. Fleetwood Mac was founded by guitarist Peter Green, drummer Mick Fleetwood, guitarist Jeremy Spencer, and bassist John McVie. They completed the lineup for their self-titled debut album. Danny Kirwan joined as a third guitarist in 1968. Other members of the band were Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, and Christine McVie. Their genres are rock, pop rock, soft rock, blues rock, art pop, and British blues. And here, my friends, is how the band got its name. The lead singer and the lead guitarist are two most high-profile positions of any rock band. Just look at the other bands named after the lead singer or guitarist. Dave Matthews Band, Van Halen, Steve Miller Band, Jimi Hendrix Experience, Jimi Hendrix Experience, and the list goes on. Fleetwood Mac followed in that tradition, but they did things a little bit differently. While the lead singer and guitarist might be the most popular, the bassist and drummer are typically the most reliable, at least as far as keeping the beat goes. And during a recording session, the band's guitarist at the time, Peter Green, suggested they name the band Fleetwood Mac after drummer Mick Fleetwood and bassist John McVie. He knew that they would stick around with the band the longest, so he gave it their names. So now I'm going to play back-to-back Fleetwood Mac songs, beginning with Gypsy, followed by Monday Morning, followed by Sarah, three of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs. And here we are starting off, kicking off the trio with Gypsy.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First, you love me, then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way. I got nothing but love for you. Tell me what you really want. We'll be right back.
just heard three songs back to back, all by Fleetwood Mac. That was Gypsy, Monday Morning, and Sarah. Fleetwood Mac is among my five top all wonderful bands that I love to listen to. And before I continue my theme of how five legendary bands got their names, I wanted to do a shout out to EJ Niles, back from Spokane after teaching some Spiral Pathways classes in Spokane, Washington. So welcome back, EJ. And a shout out to my sister June and Duffy having lunch somewhere in beautiful Bandon, which is the most beautiful coastal town in Oregon. And that is the truth. And this is KBOG 97.9 FM, broadcasting from lovely Bandon Heights. This is Dark Coast Radio, and it's Bandon Community Radio. Live. You have me live. So, and this is the Rockin' Chair, DJ Franny McGuire, at your service. So, back to our theme, my theme. Well, when I say ours, I mean my dog Henry and me. Yes, we are the chair sitters today. We're rocking the chair together. So how five legendary bands got their name. I already covered Fleetwood Mac. That was number one. And I just want to do an aside and say that musicians have always had different ways of thinking, different from other, like, corporations and other entities that would think of names for whatever their entity may be. Bands seem to come up with the wildest ideas for songs and lyrics, so why would their band's names be any different? Some bands just use their location as inspiration, like Chicago, Boston, and Kansas, while others seem to pick random syllables out of a hat, like Fog Hat or Chumbawamba. Every band name has a story, and here's how four more classic rock acts got theirs. So the number two band in my order of favorite of this particular topic is Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd is an American rock band formed in Jacksonville, Florida. The group originally formed as My Backyard in 1964 and comprised Ronnie Van Zant, Gary Rossington, Alan Collins, Larry Junstrom, and Bob Burns. The origins of the name Lynyrd Skynyrd begins with a classic feud between wannabe rock stars and a straight-laced gym teacher. In the late 1960s at Robert E. Lee High School in Jacksonville, Florida, a group of young boys were sent to the principal's office because their hair was too long. They were suspended until they got haircuts. Years later, the boys formed a band. They never forgot that incident and decided to use the name of the gym teacher that sent them to the office, Lynyrd Skynyrd. For inspiration, they added some southern twang by changing all the vowels to Y's and added a D at the end of the names, and Lynyrd Skynyrd was born. And I am going to play two of my favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd songs back to back, Sweet Home Alabama and Give Me Three Steps.
Singing
This is DJ Franny McGuire on KBOG 97.9 FM, Bandon, Oregon, Bandon Community Radio. And today I'm discussing how five legendary bands got their names. I've already covered Fleetwood Mac and Lynyrd Skynyrd. And I just played back-to-back Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, which is my number one favorite song of theirs, and Gimme Three Steps, which always makes me smile. And now I'm going to cover the Grateful Dead. I bet nobody knows how they got their band name. And I'm going to do a shout out to my brother, Jimmy, nickname Runt Lemler, who is a Deadhead. So the Grateful Dead. What is the best way to discover new words? Read a dictionary. That's exactly what Grateful Dead founder Jerry Garcia did. Prior to 1965, the Grateful Dead members had toured under the name The Warlocks. But when they realized that another group was using the same name, they wanted to change theirs. Trying to get over a mental block one stormy night. Why do these things happen on stormy nights? I love it. The band sat together discussing new names. None of them seemed to be good enough. So after a few hours of talking, a frustrated Jerry Garcia stood up, walked over to a bookcase, grabbed the largest book he could find, which happened to be a dictionary. He started leafing through it for inspiration. He came across the phrase, the Grateful Dead, which is a term used in folk tales to describe a spirit who provides assistance to the person responsible for burying their body. The other members liked it so much, they adopted it as their band name. So I have three songs back to back by the Grateful Dead, Brown Eyed Woman, and this is Live in Denmark, 1972 remastered from the Europe 72 Live album. The second one is It Must Have Been the Roses, also live from the Reckoning Live album. The third Grateful Dead song I'm going to play is Truckin'. It's a 2013 remaster from American Beauty, 2013. So we're going to start with Brown Eyed Woman, the Grateful Dead, three songs back to back on KBOG 97.9 FM.
Up the open plow, the fields around. Gone are the days when the lady said, please, gentle Jack Jones, won't you come to me? Now that women had red grenadine, the bottle was dusty, but the liquor was clean. Sound of the thunder with the rain pouring down. And it looks like the old man's getting old. '1920, when he stepped to the bar, drank to the dregs of the whiskey jar. '1930, when the wall caved in, he paid his way selling red-eyed gin. Turned bad, didn't get the livings.
and it looks like the old man's getting tumble down shack in Bigfoot County. Snowed so hard that the roof caved in. Delilah Jones went to meet her guide, and the old man never was the same. And he made it well. Cost $2, burned like hell. I cut hickory just to fire the still. Drink down a bottle and ready to kill. Like the old man's getting old. Gone are the days when the ox fall down. You take up the oak and plow the fields around. Gone are the days when the ladies said, please, Jimmy Jack Jones, won't you come to me?
Complain, no, come here. shadow fading as the crimson from the ribbons that she wore. And it's strange how no one comes around anymore.
Like a travel, get tired of traveling, you wanna settle down.
right, my friends in Radioland, this is KBOG 97.9 FM, and we have a website, kbog.org. Please visit it. You just heard three songs back-to-back by the Grateful Dead. It was Brown Eyed Woman, It Must Have Been the Roses, and Truckin', which is apparently one of their most famous songs. I've never been a Grateful Dead fan, but I did listen to these three, and they weren't bad. So maybe I will ask my friends what are the best of the Dead and become a fan myself and then do a whole show on it someday. We'll see. So the topic of this show is how five legendary bands got their name, and I covered Fleetwood Mac, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Grateful Dead, and now the fourth is AC/DC. So AC/DC is one of the biggest rock bands of all times. I didn't know that. And has one of the most unique and memorable names in the music industry. The Australian band was formed in 1973 by guitarist Malcolm Young, who recruited his younger brother, Angus, to play lead guitar, and his older brother, George, to be their producer. The original singer for the band was Dave Evans, who was unreliable and often refused to go on stage. He was quickly replaced by the band's chauffeur, of all people. His name was Bon Scott, B-O-N, Scott. Together, they climbed the ladder of show business to become one of the all-time greatest rock bands in history. With such an incredible story, their name should have had a similar background, right? Well, there is some debate as to where the name came from. The conservative anti-rock crowd thought that the name stood for Antichrist, Devil Child, and After Christ, Devil Comes, or some other combination of terrible Satan-worshipping subjects. When asked about it, though, the band members simply said they saw the combination of letters on the back of a sewing machine box, AC/DC, and it's in reference to electrical currents. They chose the name because it describes their electrifying stage presence. And instead of launching into my favorite AC/DC song, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, I'm going to do the fifth band, how the band got their name, and cover Alice Cooper, and then I'll play a back-to-back AC/DC song and an Alice Cooper song. So Alice Cooper is famous for his dark eye makeup and a snake coiled around his shoulders, but many people might not know that the name Alice Cooper was initially the name of an entire band, not just one person. In 1968, a band called The Nazz, that's N-A-Z-Z, featuring lead singer Vincent Damon, and I don't know how to really pronounce this guy's name, Furnier, F-U-R-N-I-E-R, moved to Los Angeles in search of rock and roll fame. They quickly learned that popular rock star Todd Rundgren had also had a band called The Nazz. Of course, they couldn't have the same name as another band, so they went in search of a new one. They played with a dark and scary sound and needed a name that would work well with that image. Initial press releases claimed that the name Alice Cooper was chosen because of a Ouija board that said Furnier was a reincarnation of a 17th century witch named Alice Cooper. Later interviews revealed that he just liked the name because it reminded of him a sweet old lady or a young girl, someone you wouldn't expect to play hard rock, thus giving it a shock value. Either way, the name stuck, and when Furnier went solo, he kept the band's name for himself. So this is KBOG 97.9 FM, DJ Franny McGuire, the rockin' chair, and I'm going to be followed in the 2 to 3 p.m. time slot, live, Chip Casson, Cognitive Decline. But first, my friends, you will hear the two songs. The first one, Alice Cooper's song, Dirty Deeds Done, no, AC/DC, and that song is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, followed by Alice Cooper's Be My Lover. Signing off now with two songs back to back, DJ Franny McGuire. Keep on truckin'.